This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In the presidential race, the Washington Times is noting a change in rhetoric for Hillary Clinton from her last White House run. Back then, she said abortion was best to be safe, legal, and she focused back then on rare. Now she has dropped that word. Donald Trump is making much of his stance on Supreme Court nominees. He said his nominees will come from consultation with the Federalist Society, an organization keen on the separation of governmental powers and on restrained interpretations of the law. He contrasts his picks with those his opponent would make as being super radical. One group of abortion advocates is going tactical with the use of drones to invade North Ireland airspace. It's a plan to both protest laws against abortion and to deliver abortion drugs. Woman on Waves advertises dangerous mail-order drugs and specializes in violating local laws. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In headlines, Louisiana abortions dropped 10%, reflecting about 900 lives saved. The CDC says 3 of 6 babies diagnosed with microcephaly from the Zika virus in the U.S. have been aborted. And a Pennsylvania college is rejecting pro-life speech and posters highlighting disproportionate numbers of abortions among African Americans. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.